This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca. Here's Tass.
And Macca, we're about to chat with Charles Firth from The Chaser.
Co-founder,
in fact, who's going to talk to us about a coming tour. Good morning to you, Charles.
G'day, how you going?
Very well, thank you.
Now,
I reckon
ASIO would have a file on you for sure.
I'm pretty sure. Actually, back in the day when Howard was Prime Minister, we kept on turning up to Howard press conferences and things. And one of the guys who was protecting, the Protective Services.
Australian Protective Services, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, the APS. He was my cousin.
Oh, no.
So we kept on sort of bumming into each other, and it was sort of like we'd sort of nod hello, but sort of pretended we didn't know each other. We were on completely opposite sides. So.
Now, Charles, the use of satire and humour to make a political point or to show people up to be complete twits and dickheads is a very fine Australian tradition. Mm. I think about, was it the G20 meeting in Australia?
The APEC.
That
was a pretty good stunt.
Where you guys got the vehicles, got the clothing, got the earpieces and everything. You know, so you got waved through the security checkpoint because you looked like you belonged.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, exactly. And I think it was a huge lesson in knowing that as long as what you do is funny enough, you can get away with it.
Yes.
So you've got license to basically do anything as long as at the end of the day, it's sort of like, that was pretty good. That was a pretty good gag.
What's your most favourite?
Yeah, the one you...
The one experience that you just, you know, absolutely still makes you laugh.
Well, actually, to be honest, the one that I had the most delight, the moment of delight, because we just did not think we were going to get it, was actually quite recently when Alan Jones, do you remember they put the Everest horse race?
Oh, yes, on the Opera House.
On the front of the Opera House. And Alan Jones, and the way they got it up was essentially Alan Jones bullied the head of the Opera House,
Trust,
Louise
yeah.
Heron, and the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, into sort of doing it. And so, you know, and then Scott Morrison came out and said, oh, well, it's a great billboard. It's the best billboard in town. So there was this whole sort of eastern suburbs rich set who were just going around taking over public space in Sydney. Anyway, so we got all outraged by that. So we went, oh, well, if it's the biggest billboard in town, then it should be available to anyone who wants to advertise. And so we rigged up. And it was, the great thing about this stunt was it was also completely crowdsourced. So just on Twitter that afternoon, we went, has anyone got a really large projector that, you know, could maybe, I don't know, go on the Opera House? And within about 4 hours, we put together this huge van with a massive projector and a sort of, generator, like a diesel generator to power it all, rigged it up, and we're, you know, driving around Sydney in the dark, projecting against things. And we got down to the Opera House, and it was like, we are definitely not going to get this on the Opera House. And then the security guard said, okay, you got to turn around now. And I was driving, So instead of turning around to the right, I turned around to the left so that the projector went straight up against the opera house. And we got the shot. We got the shot. It was just this amazing. It was just like one in a million chance. And it was. And the slogan was advertise here, call Alan, and then we published his private phone number.
I remember that. Yeah.
And of course, the irony of it, Charles, is, you know, just a couple of hundred metres up the road is the apartment building where the parrot lives.
Exactly. Yes, he would have seen it.
He would have seen it. I love it. You're almost like naughty schoolboys, prank after prank. Now, tell me, has there ever been one that went sort of terribly wrong?
Really wrong?
There's been a lot, yeah. The worst one where I still, you know, you cringe when you think about things you've done.
Yeah.
And they didn't go quite right. Early on, we realised that Bill Heffernan was just a complete hobophobe. Do you remember Senator Bill Heffernan?
Yes.
He's an oxygen thief.
Yeah. And he persecuted Justice Michael Kirby and insinuated all these horrible things. So we, and we'd got him a couple of times in the election tally room and stuff like that, but then we did this one where I was sort of put out there as sort of almost like, because our assumption was if you're homophobic, then there's probably more going on about that. And we had this sort of let's bait Bill Heffernan into saying homophobic things. And it was just, it was unpleasant. It was horrible. He got aggressive. He started, like, he locked me in his car at one point.
He didn't want you to get away. He had other plans, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was.
So it backfired. So you were meant to be bait, and in fact, he took it.
Yeah, I know. But the footage was unusual because it was so horrible. It was a horrible thing to even to him. Like, you know, it was sort of. It went too far. Sometimes you sort of, but I think as you get older, you sort of learn where the line is a bit more, and sort of, and also we would never, you know, like there's stuff where you go, oh yeah, that's just unpleasant. Let's not broadcast that.
So I mean, it's you know, so many people have, you know, enjoyed it, and you know, I think the politicians generally, you know, when they would see you guys coming, it was either, oh my God, I've got to get out of here right now. Or I'm actually going to take part in it, and
have fun with it.
A lot of them are actually good sports.
Yeah,
that's right.
I always thought, you know, Tony Abbott was never sure what was going on. You know, Kevin Rudd the same. You know, a lot of them, but we've got they
love the attention. They love the media, but they're not quite sure where it's going to go.
Yeah, and because they're apparently so important, taking the piss out of them. It's just not on. Like, you know, I'm the Prime Minister, I'm the opposition leader, or, you know. There's the one person that I really wanted you to do one on was George Pell.
Yeah, well, we got, you're right, we got Peter Jensen. Craig got him brilliantly once, quoting all the sort of verses of the Bible at him. You know,
so he was Archbishop. Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, isn't he?
He was the Anglican Archbishop. But George Pell, the only one that we got from George Pell, we never got him in person because I think he was in jail at that point. we went to St Mary's Cathedral. They still honour him. There's still a plaque there.
Yes.
Honouring their cardinal. But they didn't mention that he was a paedophile. And
that's
so
right,
you
added that, yes.
We added that onto the plaque. So that was as close as we got.
That's borderline, that one, actually.
Yeah, well, no, at the time he'd been found guilty. Now, of course, you know, he's back in Rome.
He's as innocent as the driven snow.
He's back in Rome kissing the Pope's ring.
Now, before we run out of time, you've got a show coming. You've got a show coming, and you are heading to Melbourne on the 7th of December, I believe. The show's on at the Athenaeum.
No. Everything's cancelled because of COVID. No.
Sack your publicist. They've got it all completely and utterly wrong.
Yeah, No, that's from months ago. No.
You're doing it virtual instead, are you?
It's a lot. Yeah, we've moved online, but we've assembled probably the best set of comedians from around the country, including like 7:30's Mark Humphries,
yes,
and Jenna and Victoria from SBS The Feed, and me from The Chaser, and James Schleffel from The Shovel. And we're doing, we usually go around the country. The War on 2020 is going to be live streamed, and it's just two nights only, the 11th and 12th of December. If you go to chaser.com.au, you can find out all the details. But it's going to be a very big, fun event. And I think it's an opportunity for people to sort of wallow and relive the year that you'd rather forget.
Is it a free thing? Do you have to subscribe or pay or anything?
You gotta pay for tickets, unfortunately.
Yeah, they don't work for free tests.
No, I get that. I'm just checking.
They're sort of cheaper tickets. Like they're like $20 this year or something. And you can get your family around the TV if you want to sort of thing. But we'll do it via Zoom. It's actually quite fun, Zoom gigs, because it means we can still have audience participation and things. So, but it'll be like 1,000 people all on Zoom.
And have you got the lawyers on standby?
Yeah. No, you don't want the lawyers. They make you not say things. You want to get rid of the lawyers.
Get with the program, Macca.
Yeah, sorry. So it's not your publicist's fault. It's us. We were rereading the stuff and we actually didn't.
It was true. We had it all lined up. We had this 13 city tour lined up and it all. Yeah.
You going to Rome at all? Do you think you could get a gig in St. Peter's Square?
I could go and kiss some rings.
There's a bit of a queue, but don't worry about
it. And are you going to do anything that reflects sort of the current politic?
You're going to wear a mask?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to work out what to do, and somebody went, do you think maybe the coronavirus is worthy of a mention? No, but actually, we're shooting out, because we're shooting a whole lot of sketches for it, right?
Yeah.
And so so it'll be live, but then we'll roll in a whole lot of, basically, video. And the first one's on Monday, and it's this brilliant Mark Humphries wrote it sketch about the way Scott Morrison always talks about curry. He always posts these things. And I sort of thought, oh, yeah, that's a bit of a twee observation, but, yeah, it'll be funny. But we have compiled, like, there's literally about 50 instances of him talking about curry, but then also it's spread to his front bench. Like, there is a whole...
Well, curry does spread.
did you notice early in the piece, it must have been around March, they're all doing the Petri dish.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
I think that because it's such an echo chamber, they just...
Exactly.
But they thought the Petri dish was...
Media Watch actually did a piece on it.
Yeah, they thought it was
And they
a curry
just
dish.
Had they had the Premier and virtually every minister talking about the Petri dish.
They probably think it's some sort of Sri Lankan curry.
Yeah, yeah. They would.
Actually, I think it probably is. Yeah.
Charles, we're out of time, unfortunately.
And so 11th and 12th, where do people get tickets again, Charles?
Chaser.com.au/live.
Yeah. Now, I want you to please bear in mind, you've got to get to Italy. You've got to get old Georgie boy. Actually, the Sikhs did a song about that, didn't they? You've got to get old Georgie boy. You know, or is it Georgie girl? No, same thing. You've got to get to Rome and get the cardinal.
Well, there was My Girl Bill. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yes. Actually, we'll help you. We'll contribute. There you go.
You know, the Chaser did do a stunt. Craig went there.
That's right.
And he got a drone.
Yes.
And he flew it around the Vatican with all these tempting things for the cardinal.
Love it. Charles, thank you very much for your time this morning. We are out of time. We need to kick on. And if you want to catch that, just go straight to the website,
thechaser.com.au.
/live, is that right?
Yep.
Live?
Yep. Yep, that's
perfect. And it's on the 11th and the 12th of December.
Yep.
The Chaser Annual Tour, online tour.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.